Welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer. I've been here the whole time. I'm glad to have you with me. I do this every single week. I talk about Google Ads. I am a premier Google Ads partner. Been doing this for 20 years. And that is really, I mean, if you want me to talk about anything else, I don't know about it. This is the one thing I do know. And I'm going to share as much as I can in these 45 minutes. And we're going to start with some basic information about metric of the week. We're going to talk about the long, over complicated, confusing metric of lost impression share. We're going to talk about a question from a listener who has a question about disapproval on some of their ads, specifically working with before and after photos for augmentation services that can cause disapproval. Very common. Run into it before. We're going to talk about that. And then later in the episode, we're going to get into a question or a topic about keywords. How many keywords should you have? How many keywords are right? How many keywords are wrong? And it's going to be important, all of that coming up. But first, I want to remind you to check out opteo.com/PSP. It is the one and only software that we talk about here on the show that you can get more done using this software. It's designed for Google Ads, exclusively Google Ads. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. It is for people like you who literally will sit in a car, go to sleep listening, or go on a walk, or just sit and do your work day and listen to the podcast about Google Ads. You must really care about Google Ads. And if you do, then this software is built for you. It's built for people who want to get more done. It's the smartest way to manage Google Ads with this amazing software. You can try it for free. You can try it for free for 2 months, 60 days, 8 weeks. Try for free at opteo.com/PSP. You click the little chat box down in the very bottom left and tell them, hey, I want your 8-week free trial. And they will deliver, and you'll love it. You will love it. So let's jump into the show. Before I get into the metric of the week, one quick thing. I've got to tell you guys, if you have not done your verification and you have a little bar at the top of your Google Ads interface that says your verification is due, on this date, July something, August something, whatever, don't ignore that. I can't tell you how many panicked times I have clients, that have gotten the email and ignored it. I've emailed them about it. Google will shut off your ads if you are required to do advertiser verification, which is something that's been rolling out for years. And if you are required to do it by a certain date, to be clear, your ads will be turned off. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Don't be caught by surprise on that. If you have not done your verification, listen to me, and Google Ads is important to you, which it probably is. If you're an agency and you're managing your clients, be sure and tell them about it. Let them know ahead of time. If you are a business owner and you're running your own Google Ads, learning and kind of grinding through it, when you have the time, put it on your priority list. Get it done, because your ads will stop running, which can be incredibly destructive. I'll tell you what, for some businesses, that's the sole source of their traffic and their leads. And, it can be certainly destructive if you don't get that done quickly. So verification is important. Pay attention. Get it done out there while you can. Let's jump right into it. Let's talk about metric of the week. Metric of the week, we've talked about CPC, we've talked about CTR, conversions, we talked about a lot of things. Today we're talking about the very often misunderstood search lost IS rank. Okay, even the word, you probably are like, if you don't know what that is, you're probably like, what in the world? Well, let me break it down, okay? Because even the word is an abbreviation for the full definition of what it is. But it is spelt like this. It's search, lost, I-S. So it's the letter I, letter S. And that stands for impression share. And then in parentheses, it says rank. So search, lost, I-S, rank. What this stands for is the amount of search impression share that you have lost due to your bids. Okay, that's the plain English read. If you want to get even more basic, it's essentially just an estimate of how often your ad did not show on Google search. Okay, that is probably the most basic thing. So it's important that you hear that definition, because the important part is the times that your ad did not show. Did not show means that your ad lost the auction that happened at that moment. And if you see a 80% lost IS rank, that means that you are losing a very high percentage of your impressions. Okay, we're going to get into, you know, is that good, bad? You know, is that alarming? Well, yeah, it may or may not be. It all depends. But let's talk about the definition and what it defines, you know, what it really means. So your impression share, the term impression share means, you know, the amount of times that your ad can show. Okay, so there's only so many impressions out there. Let's say there's, you know, a million impressions and you're able to show for half a million of those impressions. You'd have a 50% impression share. And the reason you didn't show up for that other 50% may have been because your bids were too low to allow you to show up. That would be 50% lost IS rank. 50% of your impressions were lost due to your bids. Now, I'm saying that rank is equating to bids for simplification purposes. For those experts out there, for you gurus out there, I know rank is not the same as a bid, because rank is technically a calculation that includes bid. But come on, it's the top of the show. This is the easy part. This is the first third. Nice and easy. We're going to step into it. Okay, so let's just keep it simple. And rank is equal to bid. Let's just stop there, not go any deeper. Okay, so your rank, your bid, determines your ad position and whether your ad is able to show on an impression, you know, a search at all. And there's a whole algorithm that determines if you can show up. It's not technically just bid. It has to do with, you know, your website quality, the context of the search, the ad rank thresholds, which that's a new thing. The expected impact of your extensions, you know, is you have or don't have certain extensions can make a difference. And also just the money you have on the bid, how much you're willing to bid on those. So all of that is updated daily in a metric known as the search lost IS rank. Okay. So when you miss out, it will then add the percentage of ones that you missed out on and give you a number. Okay. So this number, if it is 80%, that means you are bidding, do a little math here, you're bidding very low. Okay, if your search lost IS rank is 80%, you're bidding very low. Okay, so if it's zero, if you have a 0% search lost IS rank, you are bidding very aggressively. You're bidding very high, relatively, right? So one industry bidding high may not be high in another industry, but for your keywords, whatever you're targeting, whatever those impressions, whatever those searches are, you're relatively high. You're extremely high if you're at 0%. You're extremely high if you're a 10% loss due to rank. I would say anything that is 50% or lower would be a relatively aggressive bid. Okay, so 50% or lower, let's say it's a relatively cautious, conservative bid, right? You're being more cautious. You're not willing to bid super aggressively. Now, before we get into whether this is good or bad, let's address the elephant in the room. Many of you out there do not have direct influence on this number. Okay, you see this number, you see search lost IS rank, and you're like, oh well, I'm looking at mine. I have a 65%. How do I change that? Well, the fact is, for many of you, you're using automated bids. You do not have the ability to adjust that. Some automated bid strategies allow you to do that. Max clicks, there are some ways to do that. Max conversions, there might be some way. Target CPA, there might be some ways. But I'm talking about concrete ways where I can make definitive answers about bids. And really the only way to micromanage your bids is manual bidding. That's what I prefer. That's my go-to bidding strategy. If you've been a part of the podcast for any amount of time, you know that that's my go-to. I prefer to micromanage from the top and then eventually consider alternatives after I move out of phase one. So if you do see an 80% loss due to rank, is that a bad thing? Should you be concerned? Well, you should be concerned if you're making money off of your Google Ads account to any significant amount. If you are highly profitable and you want more of that traffic, you want to be more competitive. If you want more of whatever it is you're getting and you see an 80% loss due to rank, then you should be concerned. Because you're not bidding strongly enough to get more out of what's out there. You're letting other competitors take that place on your ads, or on the search page. You're letting a lot of searches just go by that you don't even have, a chance. I mean, you're not even ranking at all. You're not showing up at all. You might be missing the bid by dollars or cents. You know, it could be a mile. It could be an inch. Don't really know. But you're missing it. Okay? Now, if you're not really making money and you're still testing and you're in what I call phase one of Google Ads, and you're still trying to just get traffic, still trying to get the right traffic, not really getting a whole lot of conversions, 80% loss due to rank is not a bad thing. That means you're being cautious with your money. You are not stomping on the gas and going 100 miles an hour straight out of the gate, right? So if you are not necessarily happy, you're not necessarily seeing a result in Google Ads, and you're willing to, you're not on some kind of time crunch, this is all kind of up in the air. If you need to see results in like 3 weeks, then you may not have time to mess around with low bids. You might need to just hit it and just, go fast. But assuming you're in this for the long run and you want to try and see results, over time, this is something you've been working towards and improving in the long run, then you should not be bidding super aggressively. You should bid conservatively, bid in a way that's cautious to try and drive the most value at a consistent manner, and maximizing profits in the best way that you can. Because as you bid higher, let's say that you're like, well, I think I'm happy with what I'm getting. I'm going to bid higher. I'm going to take this into my own hands, and I'm going to lose less of my impressions by bidding higher. Okay, Here's why that might be a bad thing. It could be a bad thing because you are now going to incur higher cost per click. Higher cost per click means that you are taking greater risk from every single click that you're getting, because you might go from a dollar click to a $3 click. Suddenly now you are adding more risk to your campaign because everything is costing three times as much. And of course, this, you know, the scale could be much smaller. You could go from paying a dollar to $1.25, but still the risk is increased. Now you're taking a little bit bigger step every time. It only takes 15 steps now to reach the end of the budget for the day instead of 20 steps. You know, before it took 20 clicks. I'm saying steps, but what I mean is the distance between no money spent to the distance to all the way from all of your daily budget spent, right? So if you have $20 a day and you're currently doing a dollar per day, a dollar per bid, if you up it to $1.50, you increase that bid, you decrease the amount of impression share lost due to rank, now you're going to consume more budget faster. You're going to get less clicks. So there is a balance here. There's a balance. Do not assume that you need to bid more to get more out of Google Ads. Because technically, that's exactly the opposite of the truth. If you want to get more out of Google Ads, technically, the only thing you can really guarantee out of Google Ads is clicks and impressions. If you want more clicks and impressions, technically, you should bid less. Okay, so don't assume that you should just, you know, I'm not getting what I want. I'm going to spend more money. I'm going to pay more per click. That'll get me what I want. No, that's not true. There is risk and reward for everything. If you want to take higher risk, you could reap bigger rewards, but understand the risk is higher. You could get absolutely nothing at a faster rate. Advertiser A bids a dollar, gets no conversions, but got 20 clicks. Advertiser B bids $3 and still gets absolutely nothing and only got 7 clicks. Okay. So understand the difference here. Understand that there is not a good and bad search impression share loss due to rank. There is a high and there is a low. And then it's all relative based on the success that you are getting from the account. Okay. Very important to understand. Make sure that you choose your bids appropriately. Automated, manual, all of that kind of stuff. You know, is going to make a direct difference on whether you can adjust those bids or not. But, you know, it's may not be entirely in your hands, but your keywords are. Your ad copy is. Even if you don't have control of your bids, you have control of other things. So take control. Make sure you're getting what you need out of Google Ads. If you would like to reach out and ask a question like Lori from Atlanta did, you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com and send me a message with your question. I do questions every single week now from listeners. Lori from Atlanta sent this in, and I thought it was a great question, very common. I've run into this myself, wanted to share some thoughts. So Lori from Atlanta says, I'm working with a plastic surgeon that has before and after photos on their website. Since they handle breast augmentation, some of the photos contain nudity, although they appear more medical than sexy. We are trying to run Google paid ads that link back to their website, and the ads are getting flagged by Google for inappropriate content. Do you have any ideas how to handle this? I see other plastic surgery paid ads, so there must be a workaround. Just not sure what it is. Thank you. Great question, Lori. Absolutely can be a chronic issue, especially if you have a new Google Ads account and you're hitting this flag and it's disapproving things. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you can avoid this happening. First of all, the easy one, let's start with that. You could just not have before and after photos, okay? You could have that in some kind of a, you know, submit your email and get access to these before and after photos. You could have it behind a kind of an email form wall so that general public can't see them, or you could not have them on the site at all, okay? That's one option, but of course that's that might be asking a lot of the client to do something like that, okay? So that's one option. And to be clear, it is really the before and after photos that's causing the problem. I don't think I necessarily stated that I completely agreed, but I do agree. So what's another option? Another option is you're not going to find as fast of a disapproval if those before and after photos are not directly linked and viewable within one click of the page that you're sending people to. So first of all, if you're sending people directly to a page that is, you know, breast augmentation and it has before and after photos right on that page, that is definitely a problem. You're sending people that click on it and that goes straight to a page that has, you know, medical nudity, we'll call it. That's definitely a problem. One way to possibly fix that is to have it within a few clicks, you know, two clicks, maybe three clicks. So they have to go to the, you know, imagine this, they, you know, check out our before and after photos, you know, they click on that link. Then it says, then there's a page that's had like breast augmentation and then, you know, tummy tuck and mommy makeover and things like that. You know, then there's like a category of each one of those. So then you have to click again and, you know, that's at least two clicks away. That's one way to kind of keep the Google bot from being quite so sensitive to seeing that content. What they don't want is just like an immediate viewable quote unquote nudity, even though it's, you know, part of the service, part of the product, you know, that you're showing. But you know, still that's what the system's going to sense it and it's going to disapprove. So that's another option that I would say is possible to be able to get around this. So you have not putting it on the site. You have putting it behind a form of some kind. You have getting it several clicks away from the actual landing page. Another option is this. You could have a landing page and it's completely disassociated from the website. It's like, you know, you have your main website and then you have like a subdomain or Joe's Plastic Surgery, you know, .com/ landing page, and people are going to that landing page and there is no direct connect to that original website. You know, temporarily that could be a way to say, you know what, let's just get these ads approved and then, you know, get the ads running. We'll just do a landing page for now and then we'll try and figure out a solution that will work, and you can kind of test different things while you're running a landing page that's completely separate from the website that has no images, you know, this kind of a little microsite or, you know, a little landing page, one page kind of thing. That might be it. So those are several options that I would say, you know, might work pretty well for you. I would try that. Not really a whole lot of other options. Oh, and I just thought of something else. Something else that could be a problem. Make sure you're not using site links that point straight to before and after photos. You know, that's, you know, because you may have an ad that doesn't point to it, but then you don't realize it, and you're creating site links, and you end up pointing Google straight to those before and after things. Make sure you don't directly lead to it, because that could disapprove things as well. But regardless, if you have things like breast augmentation, mommy makeover, breast reduction, things like this, these are still going to get you policy limited, which is just par for the course for pretty much everything in this kind of adult industry. You're not really going to get away from it. You're gonna have to ride in that lane of limited. Pretty much everyone does, just because it is considered mature, because of the topic, because of the industry that it's in. Same's true if you're running ads around anything having to do with housing. You'll have a policy housing status, you know, which you can't really get out from underneath. Even people that aren't even selling or buying homes, and they're just doing, you know, some things that are just adjacent to that, still run into that policy. So there's really, really no way to get out from underneath it that way, but certainly could help getting you approved to try those things that I mentioned. Get your ads actually running, which is probably what you're looking for. Hopefully that helps you, Lori. Thanks for sending in the email. And again, you want to send in your email. I do them every week, and if I may do entire episodes where I just go through questions. Some good ones come in, I see a lot of them coming in, and lots. We could do a whole episode around just questions. So send those in at Paid Search Podcast. The link is in the description. All right, time to dig in. Let's get into the topical discussion of the week. And this week, it's about keywords, particularly the number of keywords. And this is, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of opinions that are floating around, and my opinion is just my opinion. Okay, how I think things work is in no way a representation of what always works. But I try and give some approximation of what I find to be a general rule that tends to work a lot better. And this is, this is it. This is going to be generally true for most advertisers. And before I jump into it, I'll remind you, Opteo.com/PSP. The link is in the description. You can get a 8-week, 2-month free trial of this amazing software. It is Opteo.com. It has recommendations that it helps guides you through improving your campaign over a long period of time. Stick with the software. It learns. It's improving. As you've heard on the show, they're adding new tools all the time to help better this amazing tool, making it so worth even more than what it was years ago. It's getting better over time. Great stuff. Highly recommend it. Opteo.com/PSP. All right. So how many keywords should you have? Hopefully I don't get too many angry emails about this, but I'm going to go through it. Okay, so what is the first thing you should consider when you ask this question? How many keywords should you have? Okay, so first of all, my opinion is this. If you are using broad match keywords, as a general rule, I think you would have or you need less keywords if you have all broad match than if you have phrase or exact. Okay? So, pretty simple. If you have a campaign you're running and you have 10 broad match keywords, that might be great. If you are running phrase keywords, 10 may not really be enough. You might need 15. You might need 20. Don't get too hung up on the numbers here. The main thing to consider is that you just need more. And why is this? Why would you need less? Well, it has to do with the fact that a broad match keyword is more lenient in its matching to the search term. Okay? If you don't know, you're not getting... If you put the keyword for custom PC build, okay? That's going to be the industry for the day, for the week. So let's say you're selling custom built PCs. People can build their PCs on a website and buy them, typically a pretty expensive product. That's what you're selling. Okay? If you have the broad match keyword custom PC builder, custom PC building company, something like that. It's broad match. That term is going to get you a ton of different search terms. You're not paying for that exact click because it's a broad match. You're telling Google, hey, this is the kind of topic I'm looking to bring to my site. And Google takes that, interprets it with their algorithms, all the indicators, the keywords in the ad group, the ad copy, your website. It takes a look at all of that and says, okay, got it. I'm going to find you things that match broadly to that custom build PC custom build kind of term. Okay. So effectively, one single keyword can represent hundreds or thousands of different iterations that are kind of like that, that are close to that. Okay. They could be very different configurations. They could be terms that actually don't have any of those words in them. You say, how in the world would that happen, Chris? Well, if it's custom build PC or custom built PCs, it could be something like, premium laptop builder. Okay. Those are all kind of synonyms, still pretty close. They all kind of mean the same thing generally, and you could totally get that search. None of those original terms are in there, but it still matches. It's still the same idea. It's topic to topic matching. Okay. So you don't need a ton of keywords because the keywords kind of say, hang on, hold my beer, I got this. And they're going to just go out there and grab a ton of different searches. That's what they do. They're broad match. They're very loose interpretations of the keyword. Okay. So if you have phrase match, why do you need more? So you need phrase match because these are inherently tighter keywords that are going to grab less variation. Okay, less variation in the keywords means you need to diversify a bit. You're going to try things a little different. And the same is true for exact match. But even further, exact match is the most intolerant versions of keywords. Broad is extremely tolerant. It's going to allow for a lot of matching, a lot of leniency. Exact match is going to allow very little leniency. You know, it's going to be a very tight approximation of that original keyword that you put in. Okay, so if you do custom built PCs, exact match, you're going to get something very close to that. Probably largely something that's just that search and maybe a few misspellings and a few different variations because the words can flip in different orders. It could be PC custom built, you know, it could flip around different order, but it's going to be very close to that. Okay. So it has to do with variation. It has to do with the tendency for one of these, you know, keywords to kind of reach out and grab a ton of search terms and bring them into your account. Okay. So for most of the people that are asking this question about how many keywords should I have, a lot of times these are people that are just starting, right? They're just starting their Google Ads account. So that's usually they're like, well, how many do I need? You know, I pull up these keyword research things and there's like 100, there's 200, there's 300. You know, I have tons of keywords. How many do I grab? How many should be in each ad group? Okay. I generally find that a well-targeted, thematically focused ad group, which is what you should have, you should not have a super general broad keyword. If you are doing a custom PC build services, you should have a custom gaming laptop ad group. And then you might have a custom PC ad group, right? Custom desktop maybe would be more appropriate, right? So each of those ad groups are separate. One's laptop, one's desktop, right? So even just custom PC could be separated into a more specific ad group. You might have PC, desktop, and laptop. You might have three different ad groups, okay? So now that you realize how loose, some of your interpretations of these keywords might be, you might realize, oh, well, if I really start segmenting and dividing these out, yeah, okay, now I see. Yeah, I really only do have like 10, 20 keywords. I find that 10 to 20 is usually pretty good. 30 seems like a max. You know, you start running over 30, it's like those 30 probably, you know, there's probably just a few that get the clicks, and there's a very, the majority of the one, you know, get a little bit of clicks, and then some get absolutely nothing. That's probably what's happening there. So you're going to end up getting a lot of, unused keywords. And if some of those are important, you know, and if you have low search impression share, which we had talked about at the top, you know, maybe that means you need to start separating those and giving those other keywords some opportunity, try higher bids on those, see if you can get those to kind of push up and get some more volume. Could be very important. Now, on the other hand, for those of you that are running campaigns, you've been running for a long time, here's some tips I have for you. If you've been running a campaign for a long amount of time, I find that it's very rare that the number of keywords are static. I find that people within running campaigns for a very long time either tend to decrease the number of keywords or greatly increase. You know, they just keep adding keywords over and over. Okay. If I had to pick between those, I would be more in favor of adding more keywords rather than decreasing. And here's why. For those of you who've been running campaigns for a long time, decreasing the number of keywords down to, you know, 2, 3, maybe one keyword can be extremely dangerous. You start to narrow, you start to pigeonhole your campaigns over time with less and less keywords. What if the market changes? What if people change the way they're searching? What if a new competitor comes in and also decides this is the keyword I want to show on and they have more money than you? What in the heck are you going to do now? What if they start beating all of your bids? What if you just start ranking? You can't hit first position anymore. Your CTR goes down. Your cost per click goes up. Your conversion rate goes down. You've invested in one keyword. You've invested in one keyword, and that keyword isn't working anymore. And you've pigeonholed yourself into this tiny little keyword. Don't let this happen to you. This shrinkage that happens for long-running campaigns is not ideal. You need to make sure you have enough maneuverability to get some traffic, to get some data. You know, I don't think that the best optimized campaigns in the world are campaigns that have two exact match keywords. Those are the most dangerous, right? They may work for years, but what if they stop? That's when people call me. You know, they reach out like, Chris, I don't know what happened. I've been doing this for 10 years and suddenly the past 3 months, I've lost everything. It's not working. Clicks aren't happening anymore. Don't let that happen to you. Narrowing and restricting of keywords can be extremely dangerous. So don't assume that, you know, you start with 100, you work your way down to 2. What you need to do is you need to make sure that you don't dry up your testing. You need to branch out, try different things, try different angles, different ways, different levels of the funnel, different ways that people search. Look at your search terms, find out the real details about how people are searching for you, and test it. Test. Extremely important. Make sure you do that. Make sure you don't let that creek dry up on you. And that's it. I hope that helps you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you have not. I appreciate all of you listening. I am Chris Schaefer. You can find me at chrisschaefer.com. I offer one-on-one consulting. It's probably my most popular service that I do. It's a one-hour service where I share my screen with you. I go through the account with you, and you think I have some good ideas here. Tell you what, I'll blow your mind. I've said that before on the podcast and people have taken me up on it, and I did. they can testify to it. I will blow your mind. I can help you. ChrisSchaefer.com if you want to reach out, grab a meeting with me, and we'll go through the account together. If not, that's fine. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. I'll catch you next time.